This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're going to find out more about Riddle Roots Community Projects and a special event that is coming up next week as well. Looks like a pretty interesting project. Melissa Wagnon is a co-chair. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us more about what is Riddle Roots Community Projects.
Riddle Roots Community Projects is a nonprofit that was started a few years ago. Basically, Lynn Herbert gathered a handful of local community members and long-term people that have lived in the area and said, it's time for us to give back. It's time for our generation to do what our parents and grandparents did and give back to the community. So the project team went out to the community and asked, what do we need? And after months of getting data back, they decided we needed the Riddle Activity Center. So that is our first project.
And so have you identified a property for that?
We have. It is on 460 East 5th Ave in Riddle.
And what is that used for now?
It is currently used for trucker parking, but my whole life growing up, it was Bay's Family Market right across from the grade school and the softball field.
So what do you hope to have in this facility?
Well, currently we have plans to have a double basketball court, a 24-hour fitness center, an indoor walking track. It'll also house a concession stand, a full commercial kitchen, a dining hall. There'll be lots of conference rooms. There'll be places to have STEAM-based and STEM-based youth programs for after school. It's just an endless supply to the community.
And, I mean, that's pretty ambitious.
It is very ambitious for our first project. The building is about 37,000 square feet. And so we basically decided to go big the first time around.
So you're taking the building that's there now, essentially?
Nope. The building that was the Bay's Market as when I was growing up has had to been demolished over time due to safety reasons. So we are starting from scratch.
And in a lot of ways, probably easier to do that than to redo a building. So when you say 37,000 square feet, just for a frame of reference for people, that is almost as big as the Roseburg Bi-Mart store, to give you an idea of just how big it is. So you can do a lot of things there. Now, a project like this takes money. How'd that all work?
So that is obviously our biggest goal. So we started a few years ago in basically what we called our quiet phase as the team met and the nonprofit was started. And we've been having private donors and raising money behind the scenes. So this Tuesday, the 19th, is when we're actually going to start off our public phase with this kickoff event. And we will start the community fundraising portion. We'll start the in-kind donation portion, reaching out to our local businesses. And also the grant phase will start on Tuesday. So this is basically us switching gears from private donors to go to the public and get the rest of what we need to make this dream happen.
So how long do you think it would take to build this once you've got the money raised?
We're planning for it to take a year. So we have all the architectural and engineering design work done. We've done everything we've need to do to that phase. So now we just are ready to announce it to the public and see how fast we can get the shovels in the ground.
Now, once this is operational and going, then does your organization kind of oversee its day-to-day operation?
For the first 3 years, we are going to run it as Riddle Roots Community Projects, and we are doing the fundraising for those 3 years of operational costs. At that point, we aren't exactly sure what's going to happen with the building. We will continue to manage it as needed, but there are a lot of community buildings and activity centers that are then taken over by other organizations to run, while we will then have the opportunity as a nonprofit to go on to the next project for our community.
So what made you decide to get involved with this?
Oh, I love Southern Douglas County. I was born and raised there. It gave me the best childhood you could imagine. I left and went to college, moved to Portland, and in 2014, my husband and I moved back because our hearts just belong here. So I can't imagine not giving back to the community that gave me everything while I was growing up.
Now, Riddle has got a lot of, I guess, what you could kindly call aging infrastructure.
Definitely. Riddle was pretty amazing, as well as many of the other towns in southern Douglas County during the 80s and 90s. But since then, not a lot of money has been reinvested into the infrastructure and the buildings. And so it's going to take a lot to get everything back to the way it was. But we're hoping that this building sparks people's interest and love back in that area and will bring the people, which will then in turn bring, you know, better housing, more students, and everything we need to get our community back to the way it was.
Because really, in the last few years, you've had a number of things close there, right?
We have. COVID hit us hard, so we lost our bank, which was the biggest hit for us. But on the flip side, we've also opened our Penny Pincher gas station. We have a Mexican restaurant that's moved into town. We have a Dollar General. We have some things going on down there that are giving us some continued life. And we are just hoping that this activity center is another one of those catalysts to keep moving forward and to bring those small Southern Oregon communities back to their heyday.
Looks like you've got a pretty good-sized team here working on this.
We do. We have definitely a dedicated team. It's pretty amazing how many people come together to help us on this project. We have just a ton of dedicated people. And as the word gets out, we hope to have more and more people join us on this effort to get this project completed.
So tell us kind of the specifics of Tuesday.
Tuesday, it is a kickoff event to basically announce to Douglas County that this building is coming soon. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon and goes till 7 p.m. Everything will be free. There'll be kids' activities, bouncy house. We will be having popcorn, fry bread, and hot dogs. It'll just be a fun festival-type atmosphere from 2:30 to 5. 5 o'clock, we'll have some entertainment. We'll have a cheerleading competition and a few other things going on. And then at 6 p.m., we'll start the ceremony. Our Boy Scouts will do the flag ceremony. Christine Goodwin, our state representative, will speak. We will then take some time to appreciate our major donors to date who have helped us get this far. And then we will do the sign unveiling that says Future Home of the Rack, coming to this property soon.
Wow, a lot going on. If people want to find out more about this plan, do you have a website?
We do. It's riddleroots.org, and everything is there. We also have the information about the kickoff is also located at that website. And then there's also just information about who we are, where we came from, and why we're doing what we're doing.
All right. Melissa Wagnon, the co-chair of the campaign team for the Riddle Activity Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.